Hello and welcome back everybody to episode 2 of DK After Dark, telling you how the artist paved their path and helping you pave yours. Today, we have a very special guest on the episode. It's going to be Emily Griffin coming all the way from Virginia Beach, not in person, I'm going to make her fly out to North Dakota, but welcome and it's great to have you on here.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thank you.
So, like, kind of give us a little bit about yourself, like a little bit of your backstory, kind of, you know, just who are you, who's, and what are you about?
So my name is Emily and I'm 22 years old. I've been singing for around, like, I think since I was around three years old, I've been singing. And ever since then, I've always been in love with music, and my passion has just always been singing. I've always known this is what I've wanted to do. And in, like, school, I did talent shows and open mic nights and pageants. I performed, like, the national anthem at football games. And now I just finished MI, and I've learned so much in the past year. Started my independent artist journey.
Okay, so, like, going back, when you were, you know, like, super young, were you, like, is your family, like, very musical at all? Were you kind of just, like, always in that? Or, like, did you kind of, like, find something to bring you into that? Or how did that work?
So my dad, he was musical in that side of the family, like my aunt and my dad. So he would sing and he would play guitar. And I remember growing up, we would, like, make recordings together.
Yep.
So there was this really bad microphone that was like a desktop microphone that on this block computer.
Yep.
And we would just, like, sing Bon Jovi songs and make little recordings I like to sing Disney songs and watch, like, the Disney movies, but
Okay.
yeah.
So it kind of just started, you know, dad brought you into it, you know, started singing like that. So then as you kind of, like, transitioned, like, into middle school, were you starting to get, like, into music more and more? Like, did you join, like, band, orchestra, or anything like that? Like, in choir? Like,
Yes, I did chorus all through middle school.
okay. What part were you? Were you the high part, low part?
Oh no, I was an alto.
Alto?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. There
And
was
then,
times where, sorry, there was
no,
times
you're good.
where I wanted to be a tenor
Oh,
because
yeah.
I was, like, struggling still, but my chorus teacher, she was like, "No, you're a girl." But so yeah, I was an alto.
I think I've heard that story more times than I can count. The classic, the alto wants to be the tenor. That was the entire, like, I mean, every single choir that I've ever been in, all the alto twos were like, I just don't get it. Come on, seriously, just let us sing the tenor part.
For real.
And I was like, hey guys, if you guys want to swap, I'll sing the alto part, you know.
Yeah.
So then, like, did you do, like, because I know you said you did talent shows and stuff. Were there, like, any, like jazz choirs or anything like that? Because, like, at my high school, we had, like, some, like, jazz choirs that you could audition for. I don't know. Did you have, like, anything like that that you did?
So we had district chorus and
Okay.
also state.
Ooh, okay.
I made district 2 years, and then I made state my last year.
Okay. How were those experiences for you, like?
Those were really cool. Like, because when you're just in middle school and people have to take an elective and they pick chorus, not
Right.
everybody's into it, but, like, everybody at these choral events were into it and it
Right.
sounded really cool. And we were able to do really interesting songs, like, that were pretty hard. So it
That's,
was fun.
like, I 100% understand, like, what you mean, because, I mean, like you said, I mean, half the people take, like, choir just to get the easy credit, and then it's just, like, you know, kind of mess around. But for that, people who are actually trying to, you know, be singing, it's not that great of an experience sometimes. So then after, kind of, like, as you went into high school, did you ever, like, have, you know, any other kind of, like, plan or thought as, like, what you were going to do career wise? Like, were you always leaning towards, like, doing music as your career? Or
So I always knew this is what I was going to do, but of course other people were like, maybe get a real job. So my plan B is like film and cinema, like journalism type stuff.
So
So I went to
basically,
school and I did that, and I did some of that too.
like kind of anything. I like to like label it as like the creative content industry, like
Yeah.
kind of like anything in that space. I respect that because like I feel the same way. Honestly, I can't do like a, I don't know, working in a kind of normal-ish job, just like doing a boring, meaningless task every single day. Like it would just destroy me. So like, as you kind of were going throughout high school, like you were kind of like dabbling in like film, you're dabbling in like cinematography, as you were saying. And then like as you like get towards graduation, oh, I have to ask this actually. So before you like did you come to MI as like your first school, or did you go to another school before MI, or
So yes, I went to another school for like a semester and then I dropped out because, well, it was during the pandemic.
Ooh, yeah, that's rough.
All of my roommates moved out, so I was like alone. And then I also just like mental health stuff, I kind of burnt out and just I didn't want to be there anymore. It wasn't, my heart wasn't in it. So
Were you going to college at that point for
oh,
music, or was it?
sorry.
Oh no, you're good.
What'd you say?
Oh my gosh, I gotta clear my throat. Were you going at that time to college for music, or was it for something else?
Was for film and cinematography.
So you did. Oh, that would be so hard to do during COVID too. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you started your first semester. You have to deal with all the COVID stuff as a film student, which, whew. And then, I mean, I totally understand that because I went through like a semester of being a computer scientist major before I was like, I cannot do this anymore. Like, this is insane. But you know, after you went through that experience, and then obviously did you take some time off before you decided to go back to school then?
Yes, I actually took about probably like 2.5 years off before I started at MI, because I really needed to focus on my mental health. Like it was all-time low. I couldn't do anything. So that was my priority for a while, just building myself back up and getting myself to where I used to be.
I
Yeah.
think like one of the most like important things, and obviously like you can tell me how you feel about this too, but like especially for I think people that are like working by themselves so much, like you know, like artists, like film people, like anything that's like that, is like really is managing your mental health. 'Cause like literally, like if you don't have good mental health, you're honestly just not gonna be able to do anything, unfortunately. Like, and it's
Right.
just, I think that it's very stigmatized, especially in like a lot of industries these days, to just kind of ignore it, and that you're supposed to be like pushing on. But I don't think that really works.
Yeah.
Like,
That
so
just leads to burnout. That's what happened.
exactly. So were
Yeah.
you working on like anything during that time, or kind of just, you know, just focusing on complete yourself and just kind of figuring out who you are and like figuring out what you wanted to do in your with like life in general?
So while I was there, this was at JMU in Virginia. But while I was at JMU, I was still making like covers. I did a lot of covers during high school as well. I would post them on like SoundCloud and my YouTube. So I was still doing like covers here and there, but I also was auditioning for The Voice. So I did that and I actually made callbacks, which was super exciting. But because of the whole COVID situation, mental health. It was finals week and I had to turn in like three whole songs
Oh
and I got
God.
so stressed, I made myself sick and that was my shot. I blew it.
Hey,
So
don't.
I didn't make it to TV, but I made it a callback, so that was still cool.
That is pretty honestly crazy. And don't knock yourself. Like, literally, the thing is, as I always think about it, as if it was meant to happen, it would have happened, because like all the stars would have like aligned. Because honestly, you could have went there and they could have just been like the worst people ever. And then that's like
Right.
ruins your whole
Yeah.
like taste on like being a musician in general, you know? Like you don't want to sour it, I feel like. But that is really, really cool. So like how tell like tell me a little bit about the audition process for like that then and like what that was like.
So I had to send in, I think it was two covers. Actually, no. I did two different auditions. There was one which like was a live Zoom one,
Okay.
and then one was just a recorded video that I submitted like on YouTube and sent to them. So I did both auditions. The live one, I didn't make it past that one, but the recorded one I did. And then I had to fill out like a bunch of paperwork about my story, and then I needed to do three live covers of like three whole songs
Oh my
to send
gosh.
it to the callbacks
Okay.
within a week. So
That
it
is a
was,
quick turnaround.
yeah. So I was like, I emailed them. I was like, please let me have time. Like, I'm sick. I'm in college. Please. But it didn't work.
Oh man. Especially having to do that during finals week. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh. Yeah, no, that is just like the three things hitting at the same time.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
But I definitely believe that the right opportunity is just waiting for you.
Right.
Yeah.
I gotta ask, like, because I see your sick tapestry in the background.
Oh,
Like,
thanks.
kind of like, I don't know, like, in your journey, like, kind of, you know, dealing with like your mental health or anything like that. Like, if you had, like, because I kind of just like to, you know, give the audience a little bit of insight, like, into, you know, who you are as well as a person. So like I always ask people kind of like about their spirituality and stuff and like just kind of see what they think about that. So like did you have like any like journey like with like a spiritual journey as you were kind of like figuring out like yourself and like your mental health and stuff like that?
Yes, actually, that's like the whole reason I'm where I am today. That def I yes, I did have a spiritual journey, and it was just like this huge awakening, and it helped me get through my depression and like get back on my feet and have something to believe in that's like bigger than me. And also just having that kind of like connection with like a higher power that you believe in, like it just feels like you're not alone. And I think that really helped me. But yeah, spirit, what you said spiritual journey and then like mental health stuff
Yeah. So
kind of
like,
thing.
did you like I don't know, I'm not trying to like push too far or anything like that, but
No, you're
like
good. I had something that I was gonna say, but I forgot.
if like kind of so like did you oh gosh, like I'm trying to think of like the right way to phrase this. Like did you like what did you start doing to like kind of like, you know, like reaffirm that connection, I guess? Or like did you start like meditating or did you start like
Yeah. So, I think I really started with like journaling. I would just journal and kind of like have, I would just manifest and say some affirmations, try to be positive because my mind was negative, like the lowest it's been for so long. Like I didn't really have any other option but to like fake being happy. And then it started working because then I was like fake being positive. So then I was positive.
But then and I it's so crazy that you are saying this to me because literally I can't remember if Gabby said like the exact same words to me as well, but like she literally said because I'm like a big believer into like trying to pretty much like kind of put out what you're trying to receive back from like the
Yeah.
universe as a whole. So like I also like try not to be negative, but like I totally feel like when you get like when you're at that point, it's like, man, how do I not be negative at this point? Because like that's all I
Right.
have going on inside my head. And like I think like you said, like writing down your thoughts to be able to kind of just see that like maybe necessarily that not everything is like as bad as it seems, because like you can kind of like actually see, like, I feel like, and I don't know how you feel about this, but like when you're just sitting there kind of trying to think about things inside your own head, you're just on like can sometimes just only get on like a bad train of thought versus, you know, thinking about the positive things in your life. And also I have to ask, like, in terms of like journaling for you, like, do you still like do that every day, like for, you know, like helping with like songwriting or like just to give like ideas, just to like free your mind a little bit?
Yes, I do. I journal like all day, every day. I try not to do it all day, every day, but I love to write and I love to organize my thoughts and make plans and schedule and color code things. So I make like a to-do list every night, what I need to get done the next day, so I can try to stay on track. So I do definitely still journal, and I journal when I'm trying to write some lyrics. If I am not having a great time in my head and I just need to write words, I try to do that and just let things come out. But yes, I love journaling.
I think that everyone, if you don't keep a journal, highly recommend it. Highly
Yeah,
recommend it. Es
definitely.
especially as like people creating like music for sure. It's just weird. I think like when you put like when you just like start writing stuff down, I just feel like stuff comes out different than like otherwise. Like even if you're typing on a keyboard, it's just not necessarily like the same, you know? So like kind of going in, since we're already dabbling on this a little bit, so tell me a little bit like kind of your songwriting process and like how you go about that. Like, what do you, when you are kind of thinking about writing a song, do you usually start with like, you know, a melody, or do you start with like lyrics first, kind of come up with things after that, or like how do you go about it?
I usually start with lyrics. I think I write a lot more lyrics than I make melodies. So usually I start with like some lyrics about a topic that I want to make a song about, and then I add instruments to it, and like I kind of make the melody while I'm doing the instrumentation. I'm still not the best at melodies, but I'm still learning.
I wouldn't say that. You're pretty good at melodies,
Well,
in my
they're
opinion.
tricky for me. I don't know. I get there, but it takes forever.
Yeah, I definitely
But thank
understand that.
you. Yeah, but that's usually how I do it. Sometimes I do it with the instruments before, but usually it's easier to do like lyrics, melody than instruments.
Okay. So then kind of like after you've got your lyrics, you've got your and as you're thinking about your melody, is it like you're basically kind of just, or are you adding in things that are just ch trying to convey the emotion of the song, or like how do you go about kind of like instrumentation wise what you decide to put in the song?
Definitely instrumentation wise, I do it based off the lyrics of the song. Well, actually, no, I don't know if that's really true, because for Dial Tone, for example, the lyrics are pretty like depressing, but it sounds like happy. I think, no, okay, I'm taking that back. What I like to do is I like to make it complex, where like I don't necessarily need the instruments to match the words. Like, I like the complexity of having like some more sad words, but more happy music. So then you're like feeling these mixed emotions, because that's how I feel and that's how I like my songs to come across as of right now.
That is
So,
really, really cool, honestly, how you phrase that. Because like
yeah.
it's so perfect, because I feel like people kind of like nowadays, I feel like you're forced to like pick a category and then like put yourself into that category, versus like
Yeah.
just having to like be able to create your music and kind of let people decide that like yourself, on yourself. And the way that like you're mixing, like, because like you said, like Dial Tone, which, guys, if you have not checked out, you guys need to go check out. recent new single that dropped. Just want to say
Yeah.
that. Just want to say that. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit later here as well. But like you were saying, it's like almost what's the word? Like it's super upbeat if you're just listening to like the background. And
Right.
then like as you start listening to the lyrics and digesting, it's like okay, and it's like wow. Like you slowly like start to just get pulled more and more into the story and you realize like more and more what's going on. And I think that's just like I think it's so cool. Like and
Thanks.
like the ability to blend those two things together and to like 'cause you could I mean you can honestly you could be hyped to the song if you want to be. Or if you
Yeah.
know, if you really want to like get introspective, you can be really introspective, which I think is just like really beautiful about it, like genuinely.
Yeah, I love the layers to it. I love the layers that music has and like how you can literally create anything you want.
100%. And like the craziest thing too is I think like discovering those layers is like the coolest part of having other people listen to your music because like obviously like and like how do you feel about this? Like do you like obviously you're putting a song out there with like a specific intention and it's like you're kind of what is it trying to like leave bits and crumbs for the people to pick up as like they're listening to the song.
Right.
I think that's just I think it's just such a beautiful thing, you know? Like it's so cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I definitely I mean this is my first song, my first original song I've released. So I really was not I did not know what to expect, but I really like how people are they're vibing to the music, but then they're also like, "Oh, I relate to those lyrics too."
Exactly.
So I am getting a lot of support from that, and it's been really nice.
That's good to hear because, you know, we love when, you know, other artists, other people are supporting artists because, you know, we all need to be supportive. We don't
Yeah.
need to be mean about things to say it
Right.
in a nice way. But I oh gosh, what was I gonna say there? Oh, I lost my train of thought. But no, seriously, I think it's so beautiful that like you have put this out here and are letting people discover it. And kind of like leading into the next thing. So Emily's actually going to be doing like an EP waterfall release. And so Dial Tone is the first single out of the EP. And so why don't you tell us like a little bit kind of about the project and like kind of what you're trying to convey and like the thoughts that you've gone through in like creating it and you know going through it.
So it started about a year ago now, when I started at MI. I started making like little beats for my logic classes and my songwriting classes and for like final projects, starting to like finish the songs. And while I was going through that, like I wrote Dial Tone like a year ago. So while I was writing these songs is when I really started to get to a point in my life where I was understanding my mental health, and like what was going on in my brain. Is this a good time where I should talk about
Yeah, hit it.
that? Okay. So around last year when this was all happening, I actually got diagnosed with ADHD, bipolar 2, and autism, which have been affecting me my whole life, and I just didn't know what was wrong. It was just like misdiagnosed, really bad anxiety and depression. So realizing that, and also being at the point in my life where I'm finally at this dream school I've always wanted to go to, and I'm writing songs when I used to not know how, I wanted to be able to bring my life experience that I was going through at the time into this project of music. And at the time, I didn't know it was going to be a whole EP, but that's what it turned into. And So the EP is called Bittersweet,
Okay. That's a
which,
really good name, I just have to say.
thank you. It's based off of being bipolar and the ups and downs and everything, like my life. Like I've had these good moments, but I've also had some really bad ones.
Right.
So it's bittersweet, and this is just my life right now. And I love that I'll be able to have this like project as like a point in time in my life to look back at. But definitely the songs, like Dial Tone, like I have the more depressing lyrics, but the more upbeat sound. And then
Right.
have like my next song is more like punky, kind of
Okay.
like mean. And then I have like a really sad one, and then one that's more about like depression. And like I have these really serious topics, and I kind of the way that the EP is laid out is like ups and downs.
Right.
So hopefully the listener can go through kind of like my thought process and like how I feel. So yeah, I'm gonna be doing a waterfall release because this is my first like time dropping music.
Right.
I've heard it's best to do that because then you can like capitalize off of each single the
Right.
most you can, or not capitalize. What is the word?
I think that's good. Yeah, I
That
think
the
that
word?
works. Yeah, I
Okay.
think that works. Because
Yeah, just so you can like get as much out of it as you can and try to continue growing and like building your, well, my social media platforms and my fan base and just like supporters that I have, because my fan base is like my family right now. But yeah, so just I'm excited to drop it.
I mean, we all have to start, originally with pretty much, it's pretty much like that for all of us. I mean, unless you're gonna buy your followers like Travis Scott did. But I think that that is so cool. Like, as you were explaining it to me, like, especially with like the emotions going up and down throughout like the EP, that is so sick. Like, actually, so cool. So, whoa. I don't know what just happened to my thing. Oh, there we go. So, before like I'm gonna ask you this other question, I want to say that so Emily said, and hopefully, obviously, it kind of depends on the distributor because we totally don't have it in our hands, obviously. But the next single in the EP release is gonna be dropping around July 5th, hopefully on July 5th. So be looking out for that on your socials and everything like that. And I'll put that in the description as well, and I'll be linking that. So,
Yeah, it's called Know It, and
Know
it's
It.
yep, Know It.
That's a really cool name too.
And it's the orange song.
The
So like
orange
Dial
song.
Tone was red. Oh,
Okay.
I didn't even tell you about like my colors and everything.
Well, geez, now you gotta tell me.
It's there's so many layers to it, I'm
Okay.
telling you. Okay, so another thing about the EP is that because I think because of the autism. Really, I just love the color code things.
Okay.
That's honestly what it probably is. But like organizing and color coding, that's what I did. I basically put all of my mental, I put my whole brain into this EP. Like
Okay.
if you were to listen to this EP, you're in my brain.
Okay.
So then I have to also bring that out like physically as well. And so what
Right.
you see and like my content and music videos and my brand, like so I have seven songs, so I have one every color of the rainbow.
Okay.
So
That's
that
really
one was
cool.
red, and then my next one will be orange, and then so on. And the it's like because every month is when a new song drops. The theme is like for Dial Tone, for example, it was red and black because the EP is black, but each song has its own color.
Okay.
So eventually, with the whole drop, I wanted to have it color-coded and have my brand, like I wanted to make my own universe in this music. I
Okay.
wanted it to be its own visual like world.
That is so sick. Like literally so cool. 'Cause I can kind of like, I'm like picturing it in my head, Z though. That's actually insane. Okay, so before we got cut off very rudely by Zoom, so that the colors is so cool. Like that's actually
Thank you.
so sick.
I have a vision board. Do you want to see it?
Oh please. Oh my gosh. Wiping off
You
the
want
camera.
to?
Yes, please. Yes.
Gonna see if I can get my light over here. So this is,
Wow.
that's the EP. I have like my music video stuff and my makeup and my hair outfits.
That is so cool.
And
So
then I
you're
also have like a acoustic EP I'm planning afterwards.
so.
But that's a long time from now.
So I have to ask because I just saw recently this like really reminds me of Inside Out, like because I
Oh,
just
yeah.
saw Inside Out too. So
Yes.
like it's like literally you're bringing like the emotions that you're personifying in the song like physically to life, like with the colors, which I think is just like so cool. So
Yeah.
like because you were talking about doing like a merch release, so like kind of like what are you looking at like doing for that, like are you looking at doing like I don't know like obviously different colors but like
Yeah, I plan on I made some Dial Tone merch, and it's like the single cover, and then I have like Dial Tone in red on the sleeve, and like my logo in red, and then I have some other like bags that are just like Dial Tone with red and black.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's super sick.
Yeah, I'm gonna
So
be updating like the merch and the my brand colors and my website colors and everything with each release.
like literally every single release is basically gonna go like, okay, boom, red to your next color and then to your next color, to your next color over and over. That's so cool. 'Cause and I think I mean, you can probably attest to this as well, but being consistent with your branding as an artist is just like so important because, I mean, obviously you can change up what you look like that's not the problem as long as like how you're doing it fits your overall brand because, you know, if you're doing a bunch of like, you know, crazy things all over the place, no one's gonna know what's going on with you. But yeah, I think that's like perfect for like letting people in and like engaging them. That's just such a cool idea. Like such a cool
I
idea.
love how you compared it to Inside Out. That is so funny.
That's like the first thing. Like when you said that, I was like, oh my gosh, I
That makes
gotta
so
say.
much sense. It does. It's like it's a little bit of like synesthesia, I think, with because each song, like I connected the color with the emotion.
Right.
So, like, yeah, those are how my emotions are in colors, I guess. So
That's
that's
so
cool.
cool. And I think like especially like dealing with, you know, being like a neurodivergent person, like being able to know like and classify them in that way, like I feel like helps in digesting your
Yes,
emotions, you know? 'Cause
it
like
does.
I don't like think of like I haven't thought of it like my emotions as colors, but I've definitely like put them in the categories and been like, okay, so this is this what just to like help me like kind of go through it and everything like
Yeah.
that. So
Yeah.
obviously another thing, we haven't actually touched on this at all. So obviously I want to say I met Emily when we were going to school together at the Musicians Institute. So tell
Yeah.
me a little bit kind of like what brought you to the Musicians Institute and like made you kind of, because obviously like you took the break and you were kind of, you know, making some covers and stuff. So what really made like you want to make music for yourself, I would say, and like really like brought you back into that?
So I had always wanted to make music and I just couldn't figure out how. So I think when I was in high school, I had like Googled like colleges for songwriting and MI came up. So when I was a junior, I went out there and I saw it. And I was on campus and it was like perfect. And I was like, okay, I'm definitely going here one day. So then years later, when I was like still recovering from my burnout, and I was like unemployed and really depressed, and it was just bad. I had this like realization. I was watching TV, and it was like this realization of somebody on the TV was going to college or something, and it just hit my brain. I was like, oh my gosh, am I can still go there. And since that day, that was the beginning of my spiritual journey. That was the beginning of my music journey, my mental, what's the word? What am I trying to say? Self-healing journey. That was the beginning for a lot of stuff. And once I finally was able to start at MI, it was a game changer. And it's definitely like completely shifted my whole life just a year later.
It is, I can honestly attest to that. It is seriously like insane. Like,
Yes.
just like.
Like there's so much knowledge that we're just given, like from these professional industry people. Like it's, I don't know, it's such a crazy source. To like, what, I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's a crazy,
Like pool of knowledge to like you draw from, or like well of
yeah.
experience, I'd say. Like,
It's an amazing school. It's
seriously.
the opportunities and everything that there is to offer. Like it's crazy. And I'm excited to like, I'm moving out on campus in January. So I'm excited to be on campus.
So the I have that. So you started online. And you've been doing that for a couple semesters. So are you, because you just graduated from like the certification program, right?
Yes, the
So then are
MBA.
you g going down there for another program then?
Yes, I'm gonna do the next one up. I think it's called, is it AEP, APE? Yeah, that one.
I'm honestly, I'm so tempted to go down there as well, because I have been like, I started as well. On just like I can't remember if it's just independent artist or how they do the certificates, but I started with like the 2 semester 1 2, and then I was like, no, I need that, like I need more, and it has been like made me really want to go down there on campus to say the least,
It's really cool.
because like it's been great like getting to know everyone online, but I feel like, and I like, please let me know how you feel about this too, because like, but it has been so hard to make connections with people like being online versus like being on the Zoom in person.
Yes, I definitely feel like very isolated because I'm doing all of this stuff in my room and I have like two friends and I live with my mom still and I'm getting ready to move, but like just doing everything like on your own online, it's a little bit like sad a little bit
It
because
is.
you don't have like your friend, you're not really making these friends or connections,
Right.
but at the same time you have all this time to like work on your craft by yourself and also you know what, sorry, I just remembered I did
Now
not
you're
take my
done.
PhD medicine and that's what it is. I just remembered that's what it is. Oh man.
Me too. I also did not take mine today, and I have been off my game low key, gone all
Yeah,
over the
me
place
too.
sometimes.
You can totally hear my brain just trailing off, like, what were you talking about again?
I would never judge though, because literally, like, because I recently like just started taking ADHD medication, which, okay, hang on, this is like a total like side note, but I just have to say this because like I don't know how you feel about this too, but for anyone that has ADHD seriously and has been debating whether they should try medication or not, I'm just gonna say my entire life I've been so against like being medicated, like always, until I actually tried it, and then I was like, my entire life I've been playing on hard mode, and now it's
Oh my God.
like I don't know how you feel about that, but it's like literally like
Yeah.
playing on.
So I've been like I've been medicated basically my whole life for like
Okay.
anxiety.
Okay.
Now I'm on like five or six different things, but the ADHD specifically, it's crazy because to me, I like could think better,
Right.
but I was like, there isn't a huge difference. And
Right.
then it wear off, and I was like, holy crap,
Yep.
my brain is crazy.
Literally.
It was like, it was night and day difference. It was so weird.
That's exactly because I think the first day I took it, I kind of like just felt like weird. I felt like I was underwater, if that makes
Oh,
sense. And
yeah.
then after that, like every other day, I was like, you know, I don't know if this is making that much of a difference. But then I didn't take it the next day. And then like when I really noticed it is when I was like trying to go to bed and like my brain was just like nonstop, like going insane, like just constant thoughts running through my head. And I was like, all
Right.
right, I think it is making a difference because
Yeah.
I mean, even to like you said, like, because I would just be, I mean, what I would always say is I can do 10 things all at the same time, but I won't finish any single one of them.
Yes, that is a big problem. That's
But like, as I actually finally started taking my meds, I was like, okay, I can actually kind of start to finish that.
right. And that's so nice. It's so nice to like feel like accomplished when you finally get stuff done. Like my goals have been trying to build a consistent routine every day,
Right.
because that, I mean, that helps with ADHD. But just getting like the basics done, like working on my music every day, working on content every day, just like getting bits and pieces done. I've noticed if you do little bits every day, it really adds up. And
Okay.
I used to think that I had to just do it all at once, or it didn't count, or it didn't matter, or it wasn't good enough. But really, like taking the time to slow down and being okay with just working on little things at a time, and taking the time you need, like makes a huge difference. And it's helped me a lot, and I've gotten so much done.
So like kind of like, do you use any scheduling apps or anything to help you like stay consistent, or do you just kind of do it in like Google calendars, or how do you
So
go about that?
I like make my own stuff in my journal.
Okay.
Like I'll make calendars and planners and lists. Like I do all kinds of stuff in
Oh
there.
my gosh, I wish I could be that organized.
Yeah,
Seriously.
I don't know how else to do it. Like I don't know how people can do things without like writing it down. Like, don't forget to do this and this. Like, how do you remember
Honestly,
all that stuff?
I don't think they do. That's like, 'cause I mean, I know if I don't write it down, I'm not remembering it. So, especially like the ADHD brain, like if it's not like directly in front of me, I'm not gonna think about it either. You
Yeah,
know?
definitely. Or if something's like in the same place for too long, it's just part of that area now and you don't see it
Exactly.
anymore. I hate that
Exactly.
part.
Yep. It's like, all right, I gotta reorganize my whole desk. Just start sliding everything
Yep.
over so I can
Yes.
rediscover what's there.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. So talking like a little bit about like your social media, because honestly, like it is very impressive how
Really?
on you have been like with your social media and consistency and like the
Oh.
different content that you have in your posts. Because like literally, like I've obviously like scrolling through my Instagram every day and I'm like, okay, that's something new. I was like, wow, this is every single day. It's like every single thing is different. So like what process do you go about and like kind of like thinking about what content you're gonna produce for like that week? Do you plan out like kind of like months in advance, or do you do like more like a week or two in advance, or how do you go about that?
So I'm still working on like getting my content game consistent,
Right.
but I do plan out like a month's worth of content at a time, because
Okay.
I want to do that like a month and a weekish amount of content per song.
Okay.
So I do a lot of scrolling and get a lot of inspiration and take inspiration off what's working right now, what's new, what are people liking, and I try to make that into my own version, and then also add my branding on top of it, like the colors, But when it comes to like these different ideas, a lot of the, like, for example, I think maybe what you're talking about is like my behind the scenes type of stuff, like the
Right.
production and recording, like that stuff. I kind of was just like, I mean, how do you break down a song? How can I break down this song into as many pieces of content as I can? So I'm like, how can I make this song into, how can I break this song down as much as I can? So I'm
Right.
like, okay, then I can go over the lyrics. I can go over the production, as in like how I did it. I can go into why I used the instruments I did. I can do behind the scenes of my music video. Like, I pretty much just trying to think of how you can break it down as much as you can to like squeeze every drop out of it.
That's such a
And
good.
that's like how I can, that's how I try to plan it.
Okay. That's such a good like phrase to use, honestly, 'cause like feel I just have issues myself in like coming up kind of like what I'm gonna do. So like where do you kind of like to browse through to like find like content ideas? Like do you go through kind of just TikTok and just see, you know, because I know you said you kind of just go through like kind of what's trending, but like do you usually look in like a
Yeah.
specific place or?
Usually just TikTok, like my For You page is full of artists promoting their music and stuff, just because that's what I like to watch. Get a lot of inspiration. But also, like, if I find an artist who's a little bit similar to me and they're like on the come up, they're posting social media or they're posting content like consistently, I'll look at their profile and not copy them, but take inspiration from them and be like, well, this video is good and this one got a lot of engagement. I can do something like that. So definitely just mainly TikTok. Yeah.
That makes sense on, I mean, to be fair, I don't think there's like necessarily a better place to go for,
Right.
you know, looking at that kind of stuff than TikTok. And that's like, I've honestly been lacking because I am never on TikTok. I just, the short form content like destroys my brain.
Yeah, it can, yeah, it could get pretty bad, but yeah.
just a, it's just attention wise, like watching it, and it just like ruins me for the day.
Then you get stuck.
No, seriously. So
Yeah.
kind of what I guess like what was your, I don't know, like I don't know if inspiration is necessarily the right word, but like kind of what led you to like leaning into like more of like a synth pop vibe versus like, you know, like anything else? Like just kind of like a feel.
So when I was doing like the production for my songs, those are just the instruments that I went for. Those are just what I liked. And then after the fact, after I like made all seven songs, then I realized like, oh, I think this is synth pop. I didn't really like do it thinking of what it was. It just kind of turned into that because that's what I like how it sounds.
Okay, that
Yeah.
I just had to ask because like some people like they go into like a song and they're like I'm making a rock song or like I'm
Yeah.
making this song and I've I don't know, I've never really approached music that way, so I just kind of like to see like everyone's opinion on that.
Yeah.
So obviously with like your EP you have like a whole like, you know, you've got that all planned out and everything. So when you're going into like kind of like writing a song, like and trying to convey like, you know, what you're saying, like do you ever go through and like write the song and then like rewrite over and over and over to like try and get like more and more I guess of the feeling into it, or like how do you go and making sure that like you're kind of like giving them that emotion, if that makes sense.
I'm gonna be honest, usually I kind of just one and done my lyrics.
That's
Like
honestly fair.
I might change a couple different words here and there if they don't sound the best, but usually like I write in my journal like it's a diary and then I rhyme the words and make lyrics out of it. So
I
usually
honestly
I'm already
understand
pretty deep.
that. So it's basically just starts flowing, and once it comes, it starts just going.
Yeah, whatever emotion comes out, that's the emotion I want to convey.
Okay. That's super sick. And then, so we talked a little bit kind of like last episode about, just in general, like getting your songs like out places and like what that kind of looks like. So, I just like to ask everyone, kind of what distro do you use? Like, walk us through like a little bit of the process of like releasing a song for you and kind of like what that looks like for your
Okay.
specific, like how you would promote it and stuff like that.
So specifically just like getting the song out or like everything that goes into the song,
Yeah,
like
kind
music.
of like anything, like, like how you kind of like are planning out like when you're gonna release it, like what you're gonna release around it to like build up hype for it, and then like,
Okay.
like actually going and like releasing it and like how you would do that.
Yeah. So once I have a song that's finished, I plan like well, for the EP, I plan the colors and the music video, like my outfits I'm gonna wear, my makeup, like I plan it all out. And then I do my music video. I got all of my equipment. I have like a huge backdrop with lights, and it costs a lot of money.
I saw that on your TikTok just as like a quick like interjection, and I was like, that is so sick, 'cause literally I've got like a jury-rigged one with mine's like on like a sh shower curtain on rails, you know?
It definitely costs a lot, but it was like on my Christmas wish list, so a lot
Oh,
of people
heck
helped me out
yeah.
with it. But yeah, so once the music's done, I make a music video. I also create a lyric video, and then I start working on content, whether that's like filming, making content out of like picture carousels, or editing content, scheduling it. A lot of the time I schedule my content like for it to post automatically so I can stay consistent.
Okay.
So that's been very helpful with consistency. But
So
what was
usually, like, when
oh, and
you.
then sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
I'm trying to answer your question. The DistroKid. Okay. So usually while I'm making my content is when I give it to DistroKid to get it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, because I don't remember, because I know there's like a couple different, like, that so you just uploaded it and then they tell you when they're gonna release it, or how does that work?
So you give them the date you want it out, and basically they're gonna put it out at that date. I mean, if it's like within 2 weeks, it's cutting it close. Or a week or something, but yeah, you pretty much just tell them when you want it out and they just put it out.
Okay, sick. Because I know there's like some weird. There was a weird thing for a while where like you couldn't pick your dates on like certain plans or something like that. So I just
Really?
like, yeah, it was like it used to be like if you were had the basic plan, you couldn't choose when you release your songs. Like it would just like you would upload it and then they said it would be like anytime within 4 weeks that they put it up there.
That's weird. No,
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
It was yeah, so that's why I was like asking, 'cause I don't know, it's just a weird quirk. But
Yeah.
so like then when you're like scheduling your content and stuff for your, so do you film everything on like one day so you're just done and then you have it all scheduled?
I wish.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that. It takes me, I like I said, I'm still working on like getting my content consistent, like being like I want to be able to do like one day film like 3 to 5 videos, the
Right.
next day edit those videos, the next day like caption them and schedule them, and then do it over again, start filming again. So I have like a week's worth of videos at a time until I finish the month. That's like the goal.
That would honestly, yeah, because especially, I mean, if you do that, then you don't necessarily have to like worry about putting out the content. And, I think it just helps with the consistency as well. Which, like,
Yes.
I think, and this kind of goes into like way back where we kind of touch on like being like independent people, kind of like very, I mean, when you're making music, you're kind of like in your own world because you just have to be. And it can be very isolating. And I think that consistency and any aspect of your music creation journey, whether that's the writing part, the recording, actual production, putting out content for your stuff is like one of the most important pieces. Because I mean, I don't know how I feel about
That's
this.
how you like get your music out there
Right.
nowadays.
Exactly. Especially because I think that what like starts setting you apart is like the artists that do stay consistent. Like even in the beginning, like when it's hard to like gain traction, because you know, like the beginning is the hardest part.
I'm definitely in that boat right now. I'm like, nobody likes my content. I'm like, what can I do better? Like, I feel like I'm trying to not get discouraged because of views or low engagement, because I know consistency is key
Right.
and it's hard, but like if it wasn't hard, everybody would do it.
Exactly.
So
I think that it is really difficult, honestly, because like, you know, you're putting so much time into what you're doing, and then like
yeah.
when you don't get
And then you get like 2 likes.
right, like when you don't get the response that you're hoping for, it definitely can like not feel great. But I think like what when you kind of, you know, have that like experience and like feeling like that, like kind of what do you do to like bring yourself out of that? Like do you just like take a deep breath, kind of take a step back from the situation and like look at it, or
Yeah, I try not to think about it too much. And I just tell myself, like, I can always try again tomorrow. I can always look at what I've posted, see what's done good, and like evaluate it, and then take what I've learned and try to be better.
right. Okay.
I'm always trying to improve my quality.
That's really all you can do, I guess, right? You just have to take everything as a lesson in that, like, even if you're necessarily, I don't even want to say failing, because like it's not failing. It's just like if you're not getting what you want out of it's definitely a learning experience to bring you to the next thing, you know? Being isolated as an artist is just like it's very challenging, because you do spend like you can really get, I think, stuck inside your own head, especially because like you're kind of, I mean, like obviously when you're writing, you're telling people like the emotions that you're feeling. So like when you're doing that over and over, obviously you can get very stuck in that, especially if you don't have like anyone around you to like necessarily bring you out of that or talk to. So I think that, you know, everyone should just try and find like someone to talk to, or like when they're really, you know, like if you're spending a lot of time alone by yourself, I think that you should definitely just make it a point to go and have like a little bit of interaction with someone, just to not, you don't even necessarily have to do anything, just to just stop thinking completely and just give yourself a little bit of a break. 'Cause I don't think that some artists do that enough. They just like will sit too much in their emotions. And then when you do that, you know, that's when you can really get dragged down into it.
It's great to have a support system.
100%. Obviously, talked about a little bit in the beginning, but so Emily did just release Dial Tone. And you want to like take us a little, I think, I can't remember. Did we talk about it in the beginning like a little? Yeah, we did. Did we?
Did we?
I don't remember.
I don't think we really did. We were like, we started talking about it a little bit, and you're like, oh
Yeah,
yeah,
you're
by
right. You're right.
the
So tell me like a little bit like about your process and like the creation, like, because obviously this is your whole, like, this is your debut single. So, like, this is like the introduction to you.
I know, right? It's crazy. So the whole song is pretty much about falling into depressive episodes, ghosting people, kind of isolating myself when I get sad. So I wanted to, I started the song off with like, you stopped by my house, but I wasn't there. as in you're trying to talk to me, but there's nothing in my head right now. Like I'm gone. You can't reach me. And just talking about trying to get out of it, but at the same time you're pretty comfortable there, and it's easier than trying to push yourself out, trying to make yourself happier, and just finding comfort in your sadness, I think.
Okay.
That's,
That's honestly such a good message, though, seriously.
yeah. And like the end, it's like, or the end of the, what is it? The end of the chorus. You can, no, end of the bridge. Sorry. You can try to pull me out, but I'm fine here for now. Like, again, saying like, maybe I don't want help. Maybe I
Right.
just want to be sad and lonely and just leave me alone.
Exactly. I mean, the thing is especially like when you're dealing with like an emotion so complex as like that, there are those times where it's like, maybe I actually just need to, well, not need to, but just like don't want to be out of the, current headspace, I guess that I'm in. Like I need to experience it to actually process it and not just like.
Right. You don't want to push it down.
Exactly, yeah. And I think it's worse, honestly, to do that than it is to actually go through and make yourself feel worse in the moment, I'd say, and then like
I mean, as long
processing.
as you're not like staying there forever.
Right,
That's
exactly.
where, I mean, that's where I was for a while, and that's kind of why I wrote it, because I was like, I'm gonna stay here. But definitely, like, once you accept the fact that you have to help yourself in order to get better, then that's when you, I think, start making those changes, and you try to be more positive and help yourself.
That's such a good message. That's seriously beautiful. I'm gonna lie.
And I think like the instrumentation and like the production for Dial Tone, it is more upbeat, and I think that also represents like how the world wants to view you, as
Right.
like you have to wake up and you have to go to work and you have to do this and you have to look like this and you have to like all of these things that are these societal standards that most people can't even keep up with.
Right.
So like I have another line, like, we work all the time, but that's not why we were designed. Like, so this upbeat music that goes along with the sad lyrics also has to do with like acting fine
Right.
when you're in front of people and then being depressed when you're alone again. So yeah, that is Dial
That's
Tone.
so good. So guys, go listen to Dial Tone. It's out now. Next song is going to be coming out on July 5th. And then keep a lookout as, the songs keep dropping in the Waterfall release. It's going to be, you said like about a month and a week apart between each, like roughly. So kind of just be watching in like every like 5-ish weeks, 5-ish, 6-ish weeks on Emily's socials for the new songs that are coming out. Otherwise, Emily, is there anything else that you wanted to tell the audience before we leave? Any advice that you wanted to give them or anything like that?
I have a good quote.
Oh, hit me.
Okay. This was my yearbook quote
Okay.
twice, for high school and for MI. Hold on, what is it? That's what you. Oh, okay, ready. Work in silence and let success be your noise, by Frank Ocean.
I love that quote.
I love that quote too. That's like the quote that I live by.
And that is honestly like so beautiful. I love Frank Ocean. Seriously. That is a great note to end the episode on. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Thank you for coming to DK After Dark, where we help you learn a little bit more about the artist and help you pave your path in your artistry. And we'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.